We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. Here.
Here. Here.
Here.
Here.
Here. Nahorniak.
Okay. All right. Is citizens' comments? He went outside. Nope. And she did not receive. Okay. And the supervisor comments. Okay. Chairman comments. I have none. Approval of the minutes for June 9th.
Move the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Youth and governance. A committee.
All right.
Approval of the minutes for July 16th.
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Youth and governance.
Aye.
A committee.
Aye.
All right. Now on to the resolutions. We'll start off with Stein Farms.
Testing.
Good evening. My name is Sergeant Zerner. I'm here to present the probationary cabaret license for Stein Farms. We believe there is no reason to hold back the license. We have the application fee. I personally inspected the premises twice. The check has been received at the clerk's office. Those inspections have shown that the premises is in conformity with the ordinance. And at this time, the Sheriff's Department believes we should move forward with a probationary license for Clemstein.
Motion to approve.
Any further discussion? Okay. Youth and governance? How do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Now we'll go to the enforcement drug trafficking response grant.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sergeant Wilkie with the Kenosha Drug Operations Group. I'm requesting an approval of a $5,009 grant that was passed through Racine County for the Southeast Drug Operations Group. It's going to be able to fund equipment. It requires no community match. That's it.
I had a question.
Yes, sir.
Does this also have to go through finance then as well?
Yes.
It will.
It will. Okay. Next week, I believe.
And I move the motion.
Second.
All right. Youth and governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Then we'll go to the equipment grant award.
Resolution is to accept $36,000 of grant funds from Wisconsin Emergency Management Homeland Security Grant to purchase one EOD 10 bomb suit ensemble. This bomb suit is an FBI required piece of equipment item for certified bomb squads and will be used by the Sheriff's Department bomb squad. The awarding agency is not requiring a hard match of this award. Therefore, there's no additional tax levy dollars are requested to implement this grant award. Any questions? Yes, sir.
I do have a question. Do we currently have a bomb squad suit?
I believe we have multiple suits. They just become outdated.
Right. This is more just replacement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
They're similar to like bulletproof vests, right? Where the material wears out, right? So everybody understands it.
Any further discussion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. No further discussion? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And now for the KSD wide policy 116. When we were having a major discussion about cameras, I told Supervisor Rodriguez we would have it on the next agenda, and Chief Deputy will be discussing it along with Ms. Tappa from HR.
As it relates to policy 116, which is the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department agency-wide policy, it's an anti-retaliation policy. There's 8 parts of it. I'll just briefly go over 2 parts, the purpose and scope and the policy itself. This policy prohibits retaliation against members who identify workplace issues such as fraud, waste, abuse of authority, gross mismanagement, or any inappropriate conduct practices, including violations that may pose a threat to the health, safety, or well-being of its members. This policy does not prohibit actions taken for non-discriminatory or non-retaliatory reasons, such as discipline for cause. These guidelines are intended to supplement and not limit members' access to their applicable remedies. Nothing in this policy shall diminish the right or remedies of a member pursuant to applicable federal law, provisions of U.S. Constitution, use of constitutional law, ordinance, or collective bargaining agreement. The policy itself. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department has zero tolerance for retaliation and is committed to taking reasonable steps to protect from retaliation members who, in good faith, engage in permitted behavior or who report or participate in the reporting or investigation of workplace issues. All complaints and retaliations will be taken seriously and will be promptly and appropriately investigated. There's 6 other breakdowns to this policy, but if I won't go through each and every one, it's a 3-page policy. If anybody has any questions, I could sure answer them.
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
With regard to collective bargaining agreement, do we have something in there in our current agreement with relationship to anti-retaliation?
The policy covers the Deputy Sheriff's Association.
But I guess I'm asking, what does it say? Because it says these guidelines are intended to supplement, but nothing in the policy will diminish any of the collective bargaining agreements.
I believe that would be based on the protective rights they have with their WPPA representative.
Mr. Chair, I have a question as well. So when this was developed, I'm not sure how long ago this was developed, maybe 2016 or something like that, but how many different, do you know how many different either agencies of the county, or did we have some state or other legal advice on putting this together to make sure it's comprehensive, but yet not constricting at the same time? You know what I mean?
This policy has been vetted not only through Sheriff's Department command staff and other members within the Sheriff's Department, but also within Corporation Council. Utilization of the Lexipol company that represents about 8,100 other agencies, including fire and law enforcement, throughout the United States. And I think they serve about 35 other states in the United States. It's extremely comprehensive. They have a bunch of lawyers that help put this policy together, along with our input, becomes policy 116.
So it's not a trial balloon. This is an established, there's a very comprehensive, well-established policy that's been worked over, possibly tweaked over time, but now has been pushed into the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department.
Absolutely, you're correct.
Okay, thank you.
I've got, Mr. Chairman, more to HR, but so can you, without the, feeling any specifics, speak to the quantity of retaliation complaints we've received, you know, in the past year, 2 years, something like that, just to understand if this is being used.
So in terms of actual retaliation complaints, very few come to mind. I am very confident that the members of the Sheriff's Department feel that they can come forward if they do have concerns, whether it's retaliation or otherwise, conduct otherwise. With our new HR structure, we do have an HR business partner who is dedicated to the downtown campus and actually has an office in the PSB building in the Sheriff's Department. So very accessible. And I can tell you, those members are comfortable coming forward if they have concerns. We work with Sheriff's Department administration. So there's that, our role as well in the disciplinary process and investigations, as well as Corporation Counsel.
Thank you. And just one more, can you describe what the refreshing schedule is? Is it annual for everyone, you know, all current employee? Because the last statement, the last line is that all members receive periodic refresher training. Can you just speak to what that looks like?
So there's a lot of different training that the Sheriff's Department does, and I'm sure Chief Deputy can speak more specifically. They have regular in-service trainings. At the previous committee meeting where we spoke about this, I talked about the training that we had planned for spring of this year, right, which has gotten delayed. But they choose various topics. The Lexapol policies are updated regularly. Being able to subscribe to a service like that gives us the benefit of all of their resources and expertise. And knowledge. So when policies need to be updated, they'll do that, and they are shared with all of the members of the Sheriff's Department. So I don't know if Chief Deputy would like to add anything to that.
Like Ms. Tappa said, yes, during in-service, which is basically once a year, the deputies are provided additional information on updates and new ways of doing business. And this, of course, would have been one of those topics, like Ms. Tappa said, would have been presented this past year.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's daily trailing buttons. Yes, sir.
Because that's automated, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Clara, I have a question regarding the personnel that's dedicated. Is this a reallocated position or a new position? I don't. Is it something new?
The HR business partner?
Yes. Oh. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure I'm hearing everything.
No, I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, Ashley Lutterman is the HR business partner that has been dedicated to that group. When I say new structure, so when I joined in the county in May of 2018, there was a plan in place for kind of restructuring HR, and we that became a reality in January of 2019. So it's not a new position. It was just a way to approach HR throughout the county a little bit differently, but it has resulted in an HR business partner being dedicated to each of the major areas throughout the county. And our HR business partners have an office in their primary facility that they focus on, as well as at KCAB.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When you say HR business partner, those were the new generalists that were hired to go into the end. So it's not an outside service. It is a Kenosha employee, Kenosha County employee, excuse me, correct?
Yes, indeed. Yes. And Ashley Lutterman has been with the county, I believe, 6 years, and was recently promoted to assistant HR director in anticipation of Diane Lighting's retirement at year end.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further from the committee, or no one seems satisfied, or thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other business allowed by law? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay. Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.